Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper. We're broadcasting today from MTP Software, and we thank them for hosting us. Our next guests in the studios are Cameron Fisher and Alfred Schofield, the co-founders of Vital Fit Nutrition. I feel like I know a lot about you guys. So tell us about Vital Fit.
So hi, thanks. Good morning. Thanks for having us. Vital Fit, we're a plant-based supplement brand based in Boston. We create plant-based products based around different aspects of recovery, essentially restoring a different element of your body, things to bring you back into balance as a means for performing better, as opposed to throwing on a bunch of extra stuff that's not native to your body and saying, here's how you can perform better. What we're doing is replenishing certain areas, whether or not that's natural energy levels to kind of your mental refresh to the physical ailments of aches, pains, and soreness. We use all plant-based ingredients to deal with that.
Excellent. Well, I've got all of those. So is your background as food scientists or chemists or something like that? Or?
So yeah, we're actually, we're the business guys behind Vital Fit. And I think that kind of as part of entrepreneurship, you have to know where your strengths lie and where your strengths don't lie. And so we know that we aren't strong in the food science realm. So what we've done is we actually built out a team of integrative medicine specialists, natural products experts, doctors of all types, naturopathic physicians, kind of across the spectrum of the industry, advice seekers that we can go to who will give us kind of those insights that we need to produce the products. And then on the flip side, so we actually take this really design thinking approach. It's part of what makes us kind of different. But so what we do is we also collaborate with the fitness instructors, trainers all throughout Boston to test and iterate on the products. And then ultimately, between those two teams, we come up with our solutions.
We met at business school, and at business school, we're like, there's a problem in the supplement space. As someone that had been in the space, that has, you know, been a long time consumer there, the main thing that we saw is this big gap between the needs and expectations of people making products versus the people who they're actually making them for. Mm-hmm. And so what we were seeing were very overgeneralized lifestyle products, things like your matcha teas, your turmeric lattes, and then your over-the-top performance products, your creatine and your pre-workouts and things like that. And there's this emerging group of people, the modern wellness, fitness conscious user, that's looking for something in between. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to close that gap. And by taking this design thinking approach where we can actually design the products with our end user from scratch, it allows us to close that gap very organically. So we're never just sitting behind a computer, seeing what's a trending ingredient, researching, you know, what we think is going to be hot, and then producing it. We're actually going out there, identifying the need with who needs it, and then test, formulate, so on and so forth.
Interesting. So how big are the test samples that you've, you know, gone through with?
So for example, we actually just released our most current product, Red Root. And so we actually spent over 6 months in testing phase. We tested with hundreds of people beforehand, and we iterated the formula, I can't tell you how many times, probably 20 or 30 times, just literally making sure to get those micro doses absolutely perfect. And it's kind of funny, it's a product with two ingredients, so you would think that, oh, it's got to be easy to find that formula. But really, when it comes to creating a natural product, the slight variation in the weight that you're serving, kind of even the sourcing of where you're getting each of these ingredients coming from, all of that makes such a huge difference in the performance of the product. So we really make sure to go above and beyond in that testing.
Interesting, because I imagine like there's variations like from even the size of the customer that's using the product. Sure. Mixer.
Yeah, well, there's,
we've,
yeah.
We've taken ahead, this, so I think we mentioned we work a lot in the fitness industry throughout Boston. So what we've done is like we've put together a really nice, I want to say like think tank of people where we have about 20 to 30 or so, you know, fitness instructors, each with, you know, various disciplines. And then we, of course, have people more like us, just your health conscious end user. And essentially we go to them first, we get their needs, then we start testing with each of them. And so we can kind of start closing the gap between what they're looking for and what they're looking for, and get to that end result. And that's, that's our bread and butter. That's
kind of how we end up. Yeah. Which is not part of your nutrition product, I imagine, the bread and butter.
No,
unfortunately not.
I don't think that's.
That's the next thing, plant-based bread.
Never heard of such a thing. So, you know, where could people buy your product now?
We've been growing really fast and really fortunate that people have been kind of responding to the product. There's always the challenge. You got to create the product and then you have to get it off the shelf. And so we started in health food stores all throughout New England. So if you have a local health food store near you, it's likely that we're on the shelves there. And then going from there, we actually started selling at the fitness studios that we worked with the instructors at.
It
was really organic, yeah, and we were really the first mover in that space. So probably the most notable one in the Boston area, especially around Natick that people might be familiar with, is Bespoke Studios, one of the leaders in the space in Boston. And then online, you can find us, vitalfitnutrition.com. And then we're also actually carried by The Feed. It's the largest e-commerce sports nutrition site in the country, and we actually have our newest product is launching with them later this week, so we're extremely excited about that. And we're also working on a few partnerships now that should really take us nationwide and bring us to an even wider audience.
They will take us nationwide,
yeah.
Well, that brings up the next question of, if you're going, how do you produce the product?
So, not in our kitchen, which is generally the first thing that we have to tell everyone. But so we go out first. Everything gets done in a cGMP'd, FDA-regulated facility down in Florida. However, what we do differently is we hand-select each of the ingredients for our formula. So traditionally, in a co-packer model, we would come up with a formula. We would go to a manufacturer somewhere in the U.S., and we'd say, here's our formula, make it for us. And they would then take it, they would see what ingredients they already have, you know, in their warehouse, what ingredients they can buy in bulk at the best price, you know, and pretty much we don't really have much control as to what that, you know, what the end source of the ingredient is. And that's not to say that they're bad sources or anything like that. It's the fact that we can find better versions of each ingredient to have, you know, let's say a higher potency, you know, the best, really the best in class of each ingredient by hand selecting them and then sending them to our co-packer as opposed to just, you know, passively letting the product get made.
The best tangible example of that is our first product. It's called Tart Cherry. So it's used to treat inflammation. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Tart Cherry products out there. The tart cherry that we source is the only clinically studied tart cherry on the market. And in the test, it was at a university study that actually brought down inflammation close to 50%. So while we're not saying that the other tart cherry products on the market aren't good by any means, we do have the science behind our ingredients specifically, and that's really what helps set us apart.
Maybe even to make that a little bit more clear, it's, you know, the differentiator between, besides for the clinical study, is the fact that we're using just the skins of the fruits, most nutrient dense part of the fruit, therefore you're getting so much more for less. If we went to just a traditional co-packer and said we want tart cherry, we'd most likely get an extract of the whole fruit and therefore still be tart cherry, could still be 100% safe and very good, but the essentially
just a little less effective. It really effective. With nutrition products, it's all in that nuance, it's all in those small details that really affect the efficacy of a product.
Well, it sounds like it must be a fairly costly approach to do that. So
you know, it so the supplement industry is, it's kind of widely known as it's you're a snake oil salesman and there's huge profit margins if you catch on. And And what we're trying to do is really switch that perspective. What we're trying to do is we're really transparent about where we source our products from. And we say, you know, our products are a little bit more expensive than some of the other offerings on the market. And the reason for that is that thought, is the sourcing that goes into it. Our products all come in glass bottles, which are far more sustainable. We really, from kind of the start to finish, we try to make sure that each component of our product is done in the best way. And that does add costs and it does hurt our margin, but really we want to be able to stand behind what we're doing. And the whole reason we started the company was to solve that problem and to do it better. So from our perspective, we couldn't do it any other way, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, hello, camera.
hold it up there.
Yeah, I mean, so like here's actually one of our products. I actually don't want to get too close. We just replaced this. I dropped this one earlier on the way over here. But so, I mean, like what you can see, it's like we're dealing with, you know, this isn't what you would expect out of your supplement. You know, this isn't your crappy plastic bottle with a flashy label or a big claim on it. Essentially, what we've done is put the same care into the design and feel and the experience of the product as, you know, the stuff inside of it. And that's really to kind of speak to the integrity of the product. And so from start to finish, it's a very like carefully thought out.
Yeah, one of our favorite things to say is there's always kind of a stigma with supplementation where you kind of have it hidden away in your pantry somewhere, in your medicine cabinet. And what we said is that's not the way your nutrition product should be. It should be something you're proud of taking, that you're comfortable with, that that you want people to see and know about. So we wanted to create something that matched people's values and looked better.
Essentially better on your kitchen counter than behind your bathroom cabinet.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. So how'd you guys fund this? This seems like it's a pretty costly business to get into.
There's a couple of things. Right off the bat, if you want to start and scale supplement in business and do well, it's not that hard if you come in with a ton of investment. You throw a bunch into marketing dollars. You find your co-packer and you just get your ingredients. That's one way to do it. We've been completely self-funded. With the exception of a little bit of help from some family and friends, we've bootstrapped the whole way. We've remained cash flow positive. We've run it as lean as we possibly can.
Yeah, so it's been awesome. We've really we've minimized our fixed costs, and what we've also done is we've been able to leverage marketing opportunities. I think that people have really been inspired by the story and really happy with what we're doing, and so we've been able to get a lot of exposure without having to pay a ton for it, and we're really, really grateful for all the opportunities that we have had. And I mean, we have a whole kind of team around us in Boston that's been supporting us, and we really can't thank them enough. That's made all the difference.
Terrific. Well, our guests in the studio this morning have been Cameron Fisher and Alfred Schofield of Vital Fit Nutrition. So if people want to find out more about your product, what's the best way for them to reach you?
So most likely, best place is our website, which is www.vitalfitnutrition.com. You can find us on Instagram at vitalfit_nutrition. Our emails, our phone numbers,
everything's on there.
You can send us a carrier pigeon if you want, and any questions like that.
The last thing we can do is for any listeners out there that do want to buy, if you do visit our website, we'll create a promotional code, Radio Entrepreneurs, for 15% off all products on our website.
Excellent. More than you can bargain for.
All right.
Terrific.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a pleasure.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.